I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, meet the modals.
Modals are words like can, could, will, would, may, might, and must. The list goes on, and they can be tricky to learn.
We get more of an introduction from English teacher Lita Baker in Los Angeles.
The modals have descended from verbs, but they don't have the same characteristics. For example, modals never take an S ending. So a verb, for example, you say, I go, you go, he goes, right? But with modals, it would be, I would, you would, he would. There's no difference.
Why are they so difficult to learn?
One of the reasons is that almost every modal can be used in more than one way. As an example, the modal can have the meaning of ability, like I can swim. But it can also have a kind of a predictive meaning where you can say something like, it can rain later today.
Now, what about the word must? Talk a little bit about must.
Must is a very interesting word. We don't use must a whole lot in the U.S. It's used a lot more in Britain, but we do use the quasi-modal have to a lot in the United States, and we pronounce it as have to, as if it were one word. Must and have to have the same meaning. They have this meaning of obligation, like I can't go to the movies with you tonight because I have to do my homework. Now, something that's interesting about the words must and have to is, what's the opposite? Is it must not?
Sure, you must not go.
Aha! Wrong.
Oh.
In fact, the opposite of must isn't must not. The opposite of must is don't have to. Because what we're talking about here is the sense of obligation. Must and have to means you have to do something. You're obliged. What we're looking for is something that has the meaning of no obligation. And the way we do that in English is to say, don't have to, right? You don't have to do your homework now. You can do it later. And by the way, mustn't is almost never said in U.S. English, right?
Right, it's British. It's right. You mustn't do that.
It's very British.
Now, here's an example. You walk into a room. You want to sit down. You want to ask the other person for permission, just to be courteous. What should you say? You say, may I sit down? May I sit down?
Depending on the circumstances, you see, because another function of modals is to express degrees of formality. So if you're in a bar and it's noisy and it's very casual, you might say, can I sit here? Okay, you'll use can. If you want to make it a little bit more formal, a little more polite, you know, could I please sit here? Now, if it's somebody who, if you're in an elegant restaurant or something like that, or if you're speaking to someone who clearly is, I don't want to say above you in status, that's a very un-American way of thinking,
someone
right?
Someone in authority.
But someone who has more authority than you or someone who's older than you, you might use may because it's more formal. It's more polite. May I please sit here? So we use modals to express degrees of formality.
So simply by listening and perhaps jotting down what you hear or questioning when someone says something you don't understand that has a modal in it and keeping a list of those in the context might help you.
That's one technique. Another technique is an eavesdropping technique where when you hear people talking, you kind of in your mind repeat what they have just said. So if you hear someone in a restaurant say, could I please have some more coffee, you sort of repeat that to yourself. You say, could I please have some more coffee? Could I please have some more coffee?
Lita Baker teaches at the American Language Center at the University of California at Los Angeles. She also writes textbooks for English learners available through the McGraw-Hill Publishing Company.
However, Lita Baker cannot reply to messages personally, so send your questions to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or word at voanews.com. And you can find our program on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can. can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Anything you can sing, I can sing higher.
I can sing anything.